start building your skills. Seriously. And it's not about building exactly the skills that you're going to use forever. It's about building your skills, period. And those skills will transfer into each other. And there's so many ways to learn skills now outside of school. There's certifications you can take. I'm thinking of, like, in the digital marketing space, there's a company called Digital Marketer that offers certification programs for, like, any aspect of online digital business. It's incredible. And it's like, you could get certified in every fucking one of those things and have that on your resume. You could easily take a programming course. You could easily, the more skills you have, the better. It's not like in my work, do you think like this is one single skill that I'm using to run this thing? Do you know how many things converge and like mix together? And as the more skills that you learn, the better you are at learning skills and the more you learn what you're best at. So building your skill set based on the requirements of the job that you feel drawn towards is the way to learn how to move forwards. And you'll get to know yourself on a deeper level, like, oh, I feel more inclined here, or more inclined here. Oh, no, I don't really like that area. I don't want to go down programming, but this like sort of, you know, brand building stuff is really fascinating to me, for example, whatever the case may be. Or maybe it's like, I was going to say design, but design is kind of getting co-opted and gobbled up by AI. So it could be anything. And frankly, those that win in today's day and age are the most multidimensional. That's what it is. It's hybrid skill sets that come together to create an individual that can do a lot of different things really well and can apply their unique set of skills to a lot of different things so they can be successful in a lot of different arenas. And even I'm not super technologically inclined. Like, I'm definitely more of a creative type, but I can dig into Kajabi and like build a website if I need to. That doesn't mean I want to be a programmer. Fuck no, I'd jump off the roof. But if I had to, oh yeah, like I could do it and I could learn it. And it's that's the attitude to take. It's not let me be exactly perfect with exactly the skill that I'm going to use for the rest of my life. It's no, just get really skilled. Get really, 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 really skilled. And don't in the beginning write certain skills off and be like, oh, no, I don't need that, because you just don't know. Especially in the very beginning, it's like in the beginning, nobody has any idea what they're best at. Nobody has any, because you've never done it. No idea what you're going to be doing, not even for the next few years, let alone the rest of your life. And so cast a wide net. I would honestly, that digital marketer thing, I would get like every certification there. I'd get, learn some basic programming skills, put all that shit on your resume, build up your, just your base from which you're working with. That way you can apply that to anything that you're doing and you can be successful in anything. And it's going to give you so much more room to move. And once you actually do have that job and you settle into the job, your options become much, much, much wider. Your field of options is much wider than others who haven't built up that skill base. And you'll find yourself climbing through that job much more smoothly and efficiently and faster, because you're just better. So just get, yeah, just get better. I think
that's true. That's the thing that was confusing me was whenever like I've tried to get into a different skill, it's like, all right, let me, you know, learn this programming language or get this certification or whatever. I feel kind of trapped there and I have to like stick with it. And, but I guess that's not really true. You can kind of branch out more than I was thinking.
You're never trapped. And learning programming is also going to inform other things that you learn. What you're really developing is yourself and your mind. With every skill that you learn, you're building upon, like, literally the neural networks in your mind are becoming like more varied. You have more dots that can be connected. And how could that be bad? That's not a waste of time. Maybe slaving through school and going into debt to learn nothing is a waste of time, but self-education in the pursuit. And I'm not saying just learn everything willy-nilly, like pick something out of thin air and go learn that thing. But it's just, it's more like, this is the general direction I want to go down. Here are some general skills I'm going to need. Go get certified in all of them and then work for a bit and keep like refining and building up your skill set. And, you know, you're going to find your way.